Peace, count the clock.
It is time to pass.
Shall no man else be touched but only Caesar?
Decius, well urged. I think it is not meet Mark Antony, so well beloved of Caesar, should outlive Caesar.
Our course will seem too bloody, Caius Cassius. To cut the head off and then hack the limb of butchers, Caius. We all stand up against the spirit of Caesar, and in the spirit of men, there is no blood. Oh, that we could come by Caesar's spirit, and not dismember Caesar. But alas, Caesar must flee for it. And gentle friends, let's kill him, boldly, but not wrathfully. Let's carve him as a dish fit for the gods, not hew him as a carcass fit for hounds.
The morning comes upon us. We leave you, Brutus.
Give me our hands all over, one by one.
And let us swear our resolution.
No, not an oath. If not the face of men, the sufferance of our souls, the time's abuse, if these be motives weak, break off betimes, and every man hence to his idle bed. So let high-sighted tyranny range on till each man drop by lottery. But if these, as I'm sure they do, bear fire enough to kindle cowards and to steal with valor the melting spirits of women, then, countrymen, what need we any spur but our own cause to prick us to redress? What other bond than secret Romans that have spoke the word and will not falter? And what other oath than honesty? To honesty engaged, the fish shall be, for we will fall for it. The Ides of March are come.
I see that, but not done.
Castor, be sudden. We fear prevention.
Speak hands for me.
Et tu, Brute. Then fall, Caesar. Liberty.
Freedom!
Liberty is dead!
Well, hence proclaim, crying about the street!
Peace! Freedom!
Under the purple Brutus, Cassius too!
Tyranny is dead! Freedom! Liberty!
How many ages hence shall this our lofty scene be acted over? In state unborn, and accents yet unknown, how many times shall Caesar bleed in sport that now on Pompey's basis lies along, no worthier than the dust?